Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
No matter what we choose to believe, there's no God who condones taking the life of an innocent human being.
Where I think we are in the culture, but also with religious institutions, is that people have stopped hating us, that is to say LGBT people, but they're not yet ready to celebrate us. That's the next big work to do.
Maybe it's something as simple as you whistle while you work.
Just whistle while you work.
Mega churches are a house of cards. Mega churches really are the primary example of what's wrong with evangelicalism, why it's so thin, so insubstantial, so unsatisfying.
Southern Illinois truck drivers who love Issues, etc.
Since 1972, Roman Catholics, who make up about a quarter of the American electorate, have consistently backed the popular vote winner in presidential elections. It was true in 2008 as well. Across the board, Catholics as a whole backed President Barack Obama by a margin of 54% to 45%. It means that in many ways they're a very influential voting bloc. Are they disillusioned? Have they been alienated by the president that they helped elect in 2008? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in on this Thursday afternoon. It's the 13th of October. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morris is going to be joining us here for the first 10 minutes of the program to talk about President Obama's alienation of Roman Catholic voters. After that, Terry Mattingly joins us from Scripps Howard News Service. We'll discuss media coverage of the spirituality of Steve Jobs. He died a Buddhist, as far as we can tell. But he also had another religion, I think. It was his business, or maybe the technology that was his business. It is a religion for many people, at least quasi-religion. We'll see how the media covered his death and his spirituality in the event of his death. Gretchen Pasentino joins us after that. Harold Camping made a prediction in the spring that in May, the 21st of May, which has come and gone, of course, the world would end. Well, it didn't. And he immediately revised his prediction, said that he had to get more spiritual about it, and said it actually is going to happen the 21st of October, which is just a little more than a week away. And he's standing by his prediction, and his followers yet again believe him, even though he's had several failed predictions of the end of the world. Gretchen Pasentino of Answers in Action will join us. We'll talk about Harold Camping's latest prediction of the end of the world. Now, you can join us with questions or comments, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morris is founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the book Smart Sex and Love and Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Here is the short quote from Health and Human Services Secretary and famous Roman Catholic Kathleen Sebelius speaking to NARAL Pro-Choice America in Chicago last week. She said, "We," that would be her, her agency, and NARAL, "we are in a war." What does that tell you about, the general state of the Roman Catholic voters and the Obama administration?
Well, first of all, first thing it tells you is what I've been telling your listeners for a long time, which is that the issue here is not about choice. It has never been about choice. She has admitted openly that they are at war with traditional morality, which includes Roman Catholics and believing Lutherans and believing Christians of every kind. They are at war, and I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so, that there's no point trying to compromise with these people. The idea that choice is the issue has never been the issue. That has never been good enough for these people. They want to create an alternative moral universe in which sex is normatively a sterile activity, and it's a recreational activity with no moral or social or any kind of consequences. They've completely wiped out all the consequences of sexual activity, and that's the world they're trying to bring into being. And people like the Roman Catholic Church and people like the Lutheran Church and people like any traditional people of faith are standing in the way of this brave new world. And she is saying flat out that they're at war with us. And some of us have known that all along, so I'm glad finally that somebody on their side is admitting it so that we don't sound hysterical when we point out what is really now patently obvious.
How do you react as a Roman Catholic when you see the last 4 years, and I will point out again that in 2008, across the board, Catholics as a whole backed President Barack Obama in his election by 54% to 45%. After 4 years of that, or almost 4 years of that, what do you think as a Roman Catholic?
Well, I, of course, I was not one of those Roman Catholics that backed Barack Obama, and your typical mass-going, weekly, regular attendee at Mass, Roman Catholic, did not support Obama. But there are a lot of people who describe themselves as Catholic or who are lapsed Catholics or what have you who did support Obama and who continue to think that the Democratic Party is their father's New Deal New Deal Democratic Party. They continue to think that, you know, that this is the party of FDR. It is no such thing. It is not the party of FDR. It is not the party of JFK. It is the party of abortion and homosexuality and pornography. That's what the party's about now. Really, honestly, a Catholic in good conscience cannot support these policies and therefore cannot support these people. Your all's Archbishop of St. Louis, the guy who used to be your Archbishop, Raymond Burke, who is now the who's now basically the head of the Supreme Court in the Vatican, he made it very clear that she has been excommunicated and she cannot present herself for communion. She is absolutely, you know, she is an excommunicated Catholic. Sibelius, now I'm talking about. Kathleen Sibelius is an excommunicated Catholic. She is not to present herself for communion, and the clergy are not supposed to give her communion.
And yet, one of the most famous speeches that President Barack Obama has given was given at Notre Dame, famous Roman Catholic University. What do you think he was attempting there?
Well, you know what? Our mutual friend Colleen Carroll Campbell had a wonderful column in today's St. Louis newspaper, and she said, listen to this. She says, for these voters and millions of their fellow travelers of other faiths, Obama's election in 2008 is looking more and more like a mistake, one they do not intend to repeat in 2012. And she says, he, meaning Obama, has ignored pleas for compromise from the likes of Notre Dame President John Jenkins and Catholic Health Association President Sister Carol Keehan, two former Obama cheerleaders who now look like Obama's dupes. Call it like it is, Colleen. I think she's right on there.
On the issue of marriage, what has the Obama administration done that runs afoul of, or should run afoul of, the sensibilities of Roman Catholic voters?
Oh, he's been awful on the marriage question. I mean, he's completely in the pocket of the gay lobby, for all anybody can tell. Refusing to defend DOMA is just completely contrary to what the Catholic bishops would want him to do. All he had to do was say nothing about DOMA, you know, I mean, because DOMA is a federal law. All he would have had to do would be to defend it or at the very least keep his mouth shut. But his administration has gone on record as being opposed to it. So honestly, he's pretty much done what the opponents of the Catholic Church have wanted him to do. On virtually every chance that he gets. And the stuff on abortion is just awful. You know, so on one issue after another, he's betrayed any Catholic voter who thought that he was a moderate or somebody who could compromise or somebody that they could work with. Those people who thought that, you know, look like useful idiots, as Lenin used to call them.
And yet he has on his side, at least politically, and largely within, but not exclusively, within the Democratic Party, many prominent Roman Catholic politicians today who will regularly legislate against what is the clear teaching and beliefs of Roman Catholics. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I think this is, in a sense, this is one of the legacies of JFK. You know, JFK, when he was campaigning for president, he declared that he was not going to let his Catholic faith interfere with his governance. And that morphed into Mario Cuomo saying that he was personally opposed to abortion but would not impose his beliefs on other people. And now we've gotten to the point where Catholic politicians basically think they can not only go against the teaching of their church, but they can pass laws that force other people to go against their own conscience. The people who are forcing their beliefs on others now are the advocates of the sexual revolution. The sexual revolution did not just happen because it just sort of rolled in like the tide or came upon us like a force of nature. The sexual revolution has happened because particular people have made particular decisions to cause it to happen. And so now they have advanced, that whole agenda has advanced far enough that they feel they can come out and say, we're going to go after you if you don't agree, if you don't get on board, if you don't provide health insurance coverage that has contraception in it, if you don't back the Obamacare plan that has abortion riddled all through it, if you don't believe that marriage is what we say marriage is, if you don't think, and we're going to decide what counts as a Catholic institution, a sufficiently Catholic institution to have a ministerial exception, we're going to decide all these things. You better get on board or we're going to go after you. The people who are doing the imposing are the secularist radical advocates of the sexual revolution, and they happen to be all part of, you know, not all part of the Democratic Party, but the Democratic Party has turned into their natural home. And the so-called Catholic politicians who are part of that are a scandal and a disgrace. And what Archbishop Burke said about Kathleen Sebelius, in a sense, applies with equal force to all of them.
Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities. And she's author of the book Smart Sex and Love in Economics. You can find out more about the Ruth Institute under the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Jennifer, thanks for being our guest.
You're welcome.
When we come back, Terry Mattingly is with us. We'll talk about media coverage of the spirituality of Steve Jobs, and then Harold Camping's latest prediction for the end of the world with Gretchen Passantino.
Issues Etc. Reformation Week begins on October 24th. 5 days of Reformation theme programs with some of your favorite guests. And here's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen. It's a special church bulletin insert for Issues Etc. Reformation Week. Just go to the support page at issuesetc.org, download, print, and make copies of the Reformation Week bulletin insert. We have 4 different bulletin inserts, one for each time zone. Issues Etc. Reformation Week.
Are you looking for a church where you can receive the gifts of God in the gospel and the sacraments and in the church's historic worship with lively music? Then come to Hope Lutheran Church in South St. Louis. We're located on the corner of Brannan and Neosho Streets at 5218 Neosho. You can also reach us on the World Wide Web at www.hopelutheranstl.org. And give us a call at 314-352-0014. There is hope in St. Louis.
Evangelical and Catholic. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.